at least understanding the concepts?
Yeah, I think we're headed the right direction. It's it is a work in progress. We did a lot of good work out there today again, and the biggest thing is everybody knows their job. You know, you watch enough tape, you work on enough in practice that everybody has an understanding of their job. It's just a matter of when you get in the game, make sure you're talking. Kind of communication is really big, and just do your job most of the time, and you'll be fine. It's kind of when you try to do somebody else's or get out of your, you know, kind of your zone that you get yourself into trouble.
Is it tough when there's some change in defense pairings? I know in your case, for example, there's not a definite set guy with you just yet. Does that throw another element into the equation?
It can, but I think, you know, for the most part, we do have, you know, a few new faces, but, you know, the other guys have played with each other quite a bit in the past, and you kind of, it may take a few games, but a few practices, but you kind of have that familiarity with the guy. But again, it's communication. If it's a new guy, you can help yourself out a lot by talking to each other.
How much does the enthusiasm, the excitement at the start of a new season play into being sharp defensively? Because you need to be patient and kind of calm to play in your own end.
Yeah,
is that a factor?
Sure. Oh, definitely. I think myself included, even, you know, been around, but I still get really excited to play that first game, and you do get running around a little bit. And that's, you know, a little bit of nerves and just excitement. And it's good to have excitement. It's good to be intense in the game, but it can get you in trouble in your D zone. So it's just a matter of being excited but playing your position at the same time.